You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Long time no speak. Yeah, I know. Sorry about it, though. But like I said, I'm on vacation right now, and I'm only want to come to y'all. You know, I guess I could come a little bit more, but I don't want to bore you guys off of, hey, I believe that this is going to happen. But it's just a hint, a hunch. You know what I mean? Like, I want to give you some real information. And, you know, there's really nothing going on right now. Now, nothing was going on until last night. The Sixers announced the NBA announced the released the Sixers 2017-18 schedule. And to me, y'all, it's very interesting. I mean, you know, on the surface, you know, you look at it and you say to yourself, like, wow, the Sixers will play on national TV 14 times this season. You know, that's pretty good. But then you look at it and early on and you say to yourself, wow, the Sixers will play 10 of their first 14 games on the road. I don't really like that. Now, the reason being is because, you know, when you factor in playing 10 of your 14 games on the road, you know, and you know, I know you can have two different ways of saying it. I mean, two ways of looking at it, right? Okay, first we're going to say, okay, you play 10 of your first 14 games on the road. That's going to enable you to have some key matchups down the stretch. You know, you think that down the stretch at home that could propel you to a playoff spot. Now, we all know that this is the year that things get real for the 76ers. I know we said that at the beginning of last year and heading into last season's preseason. I mean, heading into last season. But then when Ben Simmons went down, Jerry Bayless, you know, only played in three games, Embiid went down, a lot of stuff changed. But this is supposed to be the year that the 76ers can make the playoffs. So you really want to have them, you know, playing some games at home down the stretch, winnable games at home down the stretch, to where that could propel them to the playoffs. I get that. But man, it's tough at the start. I mean, it really is. Now, again, no one knows how good the Sixers are going to be. We know that, you know, the league and everyone else is like, hey, the Sixers have arrived. Hey, the Sixers are relevant again, which is great and which is true. You know, they have Ben Simmons going to be healthy. You know, Joel Embiid hopefully is going to be healthy and be able to play. You got Markelle Fultz, you draft him first overall pick. You have J.J. Redick. You know, Robert Covington's coming back. You signed Amir Johnson. You know, we all know that Redick and Johnson, you know, were signed in free agency. And then you have the normal, you know, suspects. You know, you have Justin Anderson. I mean, I could go on and on and on, right? However, what I mean is we don't know how good this team is going to be is because of Markelle Fultz has yet to play a game. He's a rookie, right? Ben Simmons has yet to play a game. Now, again, that's honest. No one knows. We assume that they're going to be great. You know, we assume that they're going to be, you know, solid as rookies. But we also know that they're going to go through rookie walls. You know, you expect it. You expect it. But the way they open up, man, I'm telling you. Okay, first, they go to Washington. Go to Washington Wizards. Right, then they come back home, and they play the Boston Celtics in their home opener. Right, from there, the next day, the very next day, they play the Toronto Raptors. Right, and then they go to Detroit to play the Detroit Pistons. Now, when they play Toronto, that's on the road, so it's going to be Boston at home. The next day, Toronto. Then they play the Pistons. Right. And then from after playing the Pistons, you know, they play the Houston Rockets, right? From playing the Rockets, they play the Dallas Mavericks. You know, they go to Dallas. And then right after that, they play the Rockets again. Now, that's their start. That's their first seven games, right? Now, they could easily begin the season 0-3 and start off 1-4, right? And possibly be 2-5 their first through the month of October, their first seven games. I mean, realistically, I mean, the Washington Wizards, again, that's a pick'em game to me because, you know, right now, and the reason I'm saying a pick'em game because no one knows what you're going to get in the season opener. You don't. I mean, and we're talking about the Washington Wizards, a great team, a good team, a playoff team last year. However, sometimes they tend to play down to their opponent. It's going to be the season opener. You know, we all know that the Sixers are vastly improved on paper, but you never know what the Wizards are going to do. But sometimes you may say you have to give the Wizards the edge because they're playing at home. Although there's a homecoming for Markelle Fultz, there's going to probably be some Sixers fans in the house, but you would think that you would give them the edge. You would just think that you would give the Wizards the edge, right? Not only that, they have an all-star point guard in John Wall, right? Second game, the second game of the season, the home opener, so to speak, the Boston Celtics come to town. The Celtics are vastly improved over last year, right? We all have to agree on that. We do. They have another all-star point guard in Isaiah Thomas, right? And then, you know, we know that the moves that they made in the offseason, free agency, da-da-da, no need to go in there. You all know about it. The third game, which is going to be the very next day, the Raptors, Philly's own Kyle Lowry, the third straight all-star point guard they're going to face. Now, again, the reason why I'm making a big deal out of these all-star point guards is because we all know that the Sixers are a young team, right? They are a young, inexperienced team when they're going to start. Two rookie guards in their backcourt. Two. You're going to have Ben Simmons. You're going to have Markelle Fultz. That's what it's like right now. So all three of these point guards are attack point guards, right? They get to the rim. You know, all three of them are. So, you know, I'm talking about on the other team. So they may have some problems right then and there. Okay. Then they go to Detroit. Detroit is okay. But then they go up against the Houston Rockets. With that Houston Rockets has one of the best backcourts in the NBA right now. Chris Paul is not an all-star point guard, but he should be. I mean, I think a lot of people forgot about Chris Paul just because he's getting a little older, you know, because he's not the sexy guy. But when you think of it, you think of what he did. I mean, I know the Clippers, you know, couldn't go far in the playoffs, but Chris Paul was phenomenal. He's had some injuries, you know, and then you pair him with James Harden. I mean, man. So when you look at that, you have to say this is a crazy start for the 76ers. And then, you know, the thing about it is not after they play the Rockets, they go to Dallas, and then they got to come back against the Rockets again. So you're going to get a double dose of Chris Paul in them early. Now, you know, I think that, yes, this start could hinder the Sixers, but I'm not ready to say, you know, let's just throw the season away. You know, I think that, you know, it's going to be hard for them, but I think things will balance out. You know, now, again, who can argue against playing 14 games on national TV? Who can argue against going to London to play the Boston Celtics like the Sixers are on January the 11th? Who can argue against playing the New York Knicks at Madison Square Garden on Christmas Day? The Sixers have arrived. At least on paper. I just think that, you know, when you get a lot like this and you get hyped up, you better be ready. So there's going to be some pressure on this team. Because what's going to happen is people aren't going to say, quote unquote, they're a young team. Nah, they're going to say, no, show me what you have. Because I think that, you know, right now it's good for them to play in these games. Again, I'm not going to argue against it, but I just wish that, man, 10 of 14 first games on the road, I think that's hard. That's hard. And we're talking about, okay, so you got Washington. These are the road games. Washington, Toronto, Detroit, Dallas, Houston, Sacramento, Golden State, the Clippers, and the Lakers. You know, and all these games run through November the 15th. So it's early. You know, that's early, man. That's a lot of tough teams. Now, again, Sacramento, we don't know what the Kings are going to do. We don't know what Utah is going to have. They lost some people, you know, the Kings. The Clippers, you know, they lost some key pieces. And then, you know, the Lakers, you know, that's going to be an interesting game because of, you know, Markelle Fultz and Lonzo Ball, you know, the two top, you know, number one and number two in the draft. So that should be exciting. But, like, when you think about it, man, you know, that's a lot of games on the road. And, again, you know, that, you know, at Sacramento, Detroit, the Lakers, you know, these are all kind of, like, winnable games. But I'm telling you, it's going to be tough for the Sixers early on. And I think that, you know, people need to, you know, keep the faith, so to speak, because it's going to be rough, and it may balance out. But and who knows, man? Like, it may be rough on paper. The Sixers will probably, you know, play a little bit better than we think, or they may live up to the expectations that a lot of people have for them. But to me, if I'm Brett Brown and I have a young team like this, I don't know if I want to play 10 to 14 games on the road, not going up against these playoff teams early on, and not going up against all-star point guards, you know, early on, you know. But hey, I want to talk to y'all about, you know, getting tickets for games. And I'm going to be honest with you. I was up this morning on my computer, and then I thought about it. I said, let me use my iPhone. And what I was doing is I was looking for tickets for my family. You know, we all have that Christmas Day game, the one in New York. And then I'm also looking at the Sixers home schedule and seeing where I can get some cheap tickets to go to the game. Because let's face it, man, these tickets are ridiculous nowadays. So what you want to do is you want to get cheap tickets. And this is how I do mine. You know, I go to SeatGeek. And the reason why, because buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated, but there is a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, again, I told you I was on my iPhone, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. And I'm telling y'all, I wouldn't be hyping them up and talking about them if I didn't believe in SeatGeek. There's nothing like quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. Like I said, not just teams, but musicians. When you want to go to AC, you know what I mean? You want to take the lady out, you want to hang out with the fellas, do whatever. You can go to SeatGeek and get your tickets. Now, here's the thing about SeatGeek. You know, it like I said before, it saves you money. You get the best experience. But you need to get this $20 rebate off your first purchase. You know what I mean? This is how you do that. You download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LOMBA and do it today now. Do it today. That promo code LOMBA, all caps, will give you $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So again, you want to go see the Sixers, you want to go see the lady or take your guy out or whatever. You know what I mean? You just want to do something at a concert or a game, go to SeatGeek and just put in the promo code LONBA and you'll be taken care of. You'll get $20 off that purchase. But I'm not trying to be negative or nothing like that. I just think that, getting back to what we were talking about, playing 10 games, 10 of your first 14 games on the road is a little much and tough. But hey, I'll talk to y'all next week. And thank you for listening in to this week's Locked On Sixers podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.